This week on Potlatch, more excerpts from the 1976 Festival of Native Arts. This program featuring the Huna dancers and commentary from Elaine Ramos.
University of Alaska, Ya Fairbanks, Deha Hande, Shayi the Woodley, Kaha Hande Ishan Danyu Yikuwashu, Gunatish. I wish every one of you could understand Tlingit because I can express myself so much better in Tlingit. I wish I could speak Yupik because those that speak Yupik will understand it so much better. And those that speak Inupiaq, Aleut, and Athabascan, I welcome you, natives of Alaska, to the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. In the Tlingit tradition, what we were taught was respect, respect for our guests. When the canoes began to reach the shores and the invited guests began to reach the shores, those that invited, the village people that invited the people, would be on the shores to welcome their invited guests, to honor them in respect. They brought out the best food, they brought out the best clothing, and in those days they had large fires in their huge community houses. Even with their wood, the wood they gathered, they were careful with. They know the kind of wood that would sparkle. They didn't even want their wood to sparkle in front of their invited guests. They made every effort to find a tree so that when their invited guests came into the community houses, even the fire would welcome their invited guests. In this week-long demonstration of Native culture by the Inupiat, the Yupik, the Athabascan, and tonight the Thlinkit, the Haida, and the Tsimshian is a valuable contribution to the state of Alaska. Today, the preservation of the culture of the Alaska Native people is critical. And at this time in the history of Alaska, when the impact on Alaska will be so great that the Alaska Natives will be outnumbered each day. Each day goes by, the Alaska Natives are outnumbered. And our culture, our language, our way of life begins to suffer. For many generations, our culture has been passed from generation to generation by the word of mouth. Therefore, the Alaska Native language is very important. Preservation of the Alaska Native languages are now critical. If the languages die with our elders, the passage of our precious heritage also dies. The beautiful dances that you have, the legends that were told, the beautiful arts that are created, that was developed for many thousands of years, will die. Therefore, the contribution of each participant that came here has been a valuable documentation of one of the richest cultures of our nation.
Will be Hagu. That's a Thlinkit word saying, come here, come on. we're trying to invite the natives to join your culture. Come in and join them. That's what the kids will be saying in singing. The next song will be Ka Kui Ha. That's a raven song. They are singing about the harbor they have at Lakuya Bay. So when they are going to that harbor, they always want to paddle their oars deeper into the water so they can go faster. This is a peace dance song. That's just part of it because the kids just started to sing these songs from November. They didn't learn too much. Wasawuni. What happened to the raven who committed suicide over his girlfriend? That's the raven. He was so crazy, he even went underwater to steal some bait off the fisherman's hook, and he lost his beak by it. This is a song which was composed at Juno, and they will sing this. Clinker twist. We claim that the clinker twist of the first twist song that we ever know. Because this song was used a long time ago, about somewhere around 200 years ago. Thank you. home we have 139 dancers. Unfortunately, we couldn't raise enough funds to bring them all. So we were going to come out with 10 dancers, but somehow the community in our village donated some money, just like the Lions Club and the ANS and private people. And so we were able to put 8 more kids with the group that you brought here. The next song will be Iwu Na Ush, that's a love song or a proposal. That is, I will wear the raven around my neck like a necklace so that it will comfort me when I'm sleeping. Have something to sing about, so this one will be Hue Yuk Sheyak Paka. I'm going to take a little breather after everything is all over. This is what this song is all about. Okay. Well, the song is The Lucky Lady. I think we all know that story. The Lucky Lady is a lady who got out of Akbe when she had an infant. She was the only survivor. And wherever a lone hunter is out in the woods, she would hear a baby crying, and then they would try to follow where the baby is crying at. But they can't come near this baby crying until they take a bath in the water, like a creek or a lake. After they take a bath in there, then they would bear themselves on the waist down up. So that if they grab the baby on this lake, lucky lady's back, then she turns around and gives them a big scratch. And so the scab is the one that they hold for lucky charm. And it usually works. Okay. The next song's name is Ta Kwa Yeh Sa. Which one of the ravens will have pity on me? They are so crabby all the time. Be the Raven Song, which will be dedicated to the University of Alaska for hosting this festival of art. Raven Song. It's a song about the halibut hook.
Akshe akati ka hua ha ha, ana anata na hua ha ha. Akshe akati ka hua ha ha, ha 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 ya.
Next song will be on the Hey, here's a Chinook song. We use this song all the way down to Metlakatla and down up to Haida. Know how to sing this too, and we all use it. A chant for coming in or going out, just a chant. Okay. Be this Ushkitan song. This man composed this song when he was stranded out at camp. He was stormbound and he got lonesome. So he sang about his wife and his daughters.
Mm-hmm. Gunatish. Thank you very much, the people of Hona. I would like to just say two things. The introduction, the lady that was making the introductions is Catherine Mills. The dance instructor is Fanny Brown Hanlon. Several years ago, it was not popular to do any dances of the native cultures or to even speak the language. In 1970, while I was at Sheldon Jackson College, we had our first Tlingit language workshop. And our two brightest students were Fanny Brown Hanlon, who is now the Huna bicultural teacher, teaches from kindergarten to high school, and Catherine Mills, who teaches the Tlingit language, who is one of the most literate Tlingits. And I would also like to add, in order to appreciate this, the youngest of their dancers was 9 years old. When we were trying to introduce the language and the culture, this child was only 2 years old. And we are teaching Tlingit as a second language, as is the majority of the Athabascan languages, and Tlingitide and Tsimshian. Only the ages of 40 and over now speak the language. So to see these school children sing and dance is a very tremendous expansion in their revival of the culture.
We've been listening to excerpts from the 1976 Festival of Native Arts. On this week's program, we heard music from the Huna dancers and commentary from Elaine Ramos of Yakutat. A reminder that this year's Festival of Native Arts will occur March 14th through the 18th on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. This is Jeff Kennedy. Thanks for listening. Potlatch is produced by KUAC under Title I of the Higher Education Act.